Well, let's go to the celebrity phone. Usually we're talking to Amazing Race host Phil Kogan as he's talking about people on an incredible journey. This time, it's him. He's got a new film out. It's called Le Ride, and he's joining us to talk about it. Hey, Phil.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, so Le Ride, you took on the original Tour de France journey and almost everything original about it. You were on there with your riding partner, Ben. Let's just backtrack a little bit. Tell me where this idea came from and what the film is all about.
Well, you want to talk about an amazing race. I think the Tour de France is an amazing race. It's been around since 1903. I picked the year 1928 because that was the year that the first English-speaking team rode in the Tour de France. And it was there was a team comprised of one New Zealander and three Australians. And I picked up this book and I read the story about them traveling all the way from New Zealand, Australia to the other side of the world to take on the best riders in the world. And I was fascinated by this story that I'd never heard of before. Turns out that this New Zealand rider is from my hometown in Christchurch, New Zealand, where I'm from. And I thought, how does nobody know about this story? And the more I started digging into it, I thought, this is a story that really needs to be told. And knowing that, of course, those riders from 1928 are gone, I thought maybe the best way to tell this story is to immerse myself in actually replicating the ride of 1928 on one of the original 1928 heavy steel bicycles with no gears and marginal brakes, and bring the story back to life by literally retracing every mile, riding 150 miles a day, riding one of these old steel bikes and telling the story from the inside, from the inside the tour, going through everything they went through as much as possible to share that story of what it was like to the viewer.
But you know how crazy this is, because you even give the statistics in the film about how many people started and how many people finished, and you're taking on the same, we could call it technology, I guess. What made you think it would be possible for you that it wasn't for so many of those people?
Well, you could say I was a little naive. Maybe not that intelligent. I thought, well, what a great adventure to just give it a try. The highest attrition rate of any Tour de France in history was 1928. More people failed to finish that year of the Tour de France than any other race in history. 168 started, only 41 finished. And miraculously, members of this small, under-resourced, underdog team from down under managed to finish. And I was absolutely fascinated by this idea and felt that the story had to be told. So I thought, you know, if they had the audacity to take this on, maybe we could do the same and we'll see what happens. So we rolled the dice on it, and it's the toughest thing I've ever done. I did it with my friend Ben, and this is grassroots storytelling with my mom, my dad, my brother, my wife and producing partner. But we've produced something that I think is really interesting and thankfully has got a lot of attention. And now we get an opportunity to share it with viewers on the big screen. It's the first documentary feature film that was shot in 4K using Sony's new F55 camera when it first came out, and so it's epic. The equivalent of super 35mm film in digital, and there's beautiful aerials of France, the Pyrenees and the Alps. It's much a love letter to France and the beautiful scenery in France and summertime in France as it is to this great sports story. And I want to emphasize, this is not a cycling film as much as it's a story about the human spirit. It's about grit and determination, and that's really what attracted us to the story. All the great elements of a good story, and that's why we did this.
The grit and the determination. Tell me, though, about the preparation, because, again, this is probably not the type of bike you're used to. You have a long history of cycling, we know that. So how did you prepare for this? What did you do to get ready?
Well, it was a lot of training. To be honest, we didn't get the bikes completed until about 2 weeks before we left, so we didn't have a lot of miles on the old bikes. The bikes were incredibly hard to find. To find the authentic 1928 bicycle took a couple of years. I did many trips to France to dig it out of a guy's collection. Then when he found out what we were doing, he thought we were crazy, so he reluctantly gave it up because he thought we were just trying to get the bicycle from him for a collection. He didn't understand that we were really going to use it for replicating the 1928 Tour de France. But the training involved was heavy, lots of long miles, but more than just being fit, it was so much more about the mental toughness of getting through some days that were 23 and a half hours of riding. And you have to remember that in addition to riding these crazy miles, average of 150 a day, and some stages, we had seven stages over 200 miles with all this vertical climbing. The hard part was just the mental part of it, of staying awake. And we were making a movie on top of all of this, which in hindsight is something I will never do again. Trying to make a movie while you take on such a big physical challenge, it's not really a great combination.
No, I could imagine. We're running short on time, but I want to ask, though, you watched the footage, you've heard the stories from back in the day in 1928. Was it the bikes just not designed for that sort of a course? Was it the terrain? Was it the participants? Why was there such a tough time for people to finish it?
Well, it was a number of factors. Firstly, they didn't really understand nutrition the way that we understand nutrition now. So a lot of them got tremendously dehydrated because they thought that you were tough if you could ride without drinking. And they used to train without drinking because they thought it would toughen them up. We now know that you have to have hydration, that we have to be well hydrated in order to perform as human beings. The roads were unsealed, so there was a lot of dust. The dust would get in their clothing. The clothing would then rub on their skin. The dust between their clothing and their skin, they would get terrible sores. We rode on mostly sealed roads, so it was a lot easier for us. Then it's just the enormous distances. I mean, the Tour in 1928 was almost twice as long as the Tour de France is today. They just rode crazy distances, so the body got pushed to a point where it would break. And there were riders that just could not keep up with the best riders who were riding tremendously fast, phenomenal athletes. And so, yeah, it was the toughest, and I still believe the toughest, if you want to call it, the toughest amazing race on the planet. And so, yeah, they just broke people. It was designed to break people. It was designed so Henri de Grange, who created the Tour de France, he only wanted one rider to make it around the Tour de France and finish. And he did a pretty good job at knocking people out along the way.
Well, if I can give a spoiler to everybody, Phil does not die in the film, everybody, okay? Take my word for that.
Yeah.
But
I did get to make it in the end, so thankfully.
Well, absolutely. All right, so Le Ride, it's hitting theaters everywhere, right? When can people catch it?
So November 9th, we're doing a one-night screening across the United States, and the best place to find out where it's playing in a theater near you is to go to us.demand.film and to go to the website there and look for Le Ride, L-E and then R-I-D-E. And it is playing in up to 300 theaters across the United States. We did screenings across Canada, which was very successful, and so there's going to be more screenings across Canada, and we're going to be playing in the UK. And this has been an amazing journey working with Demand Film, which essentially has said, okay, if you want to see this film, you can come along and you can see it in the theater near you. And that's what's happening. So it's November the 9th, and the name of the film, again, Le Ride.
We'll be sure to check it out. Phil Kogan from, The Amazing Race and Le Ride. Thanks so much for joining us today.